I'll be with you all again tomorrow morning.
This is the BBC Home Service. Here is the news read by Frank Phillips. C.S. Lewis, Dr. Clive Staples Lewis, has died at his home at Headington, Oxford. He would have been 65 next Friday. Thousands of teenagers who had been waiting for more than 12 hours in Liverpool to book for a Beatles show were disappointed. At one time, the queue stretched for over a mile, and the police had to seal off side streets to traffic. Ambulance men dealt with more than 100 casualties, most of them suffering from exposure to the rain. When the tickets ran out, many young girls burst into tears. More rain is forecast for most of Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the western districts of Wales and England. There will be showers in central and eastern England tonight.
Hello, London. This is Leonard Parkin calling Radio Newsreel from Washington. President Kennedy and Governor John Colony of Texas were shot today from an ambush as President Kennedy's motorcade left the center of Dallas, where the president was on a speaking tour. People screamed and lay down on the ground as shots were heard. An Associated Press photographer, it's reported, a man called Altgens, said he saw blood on the president's head. There was absolute pandemonium around the scene. Reporters saw President Kennedy lying flat on his face on the seat of his car. Men and women were screaming. This is all we have here in Washington at this moment, and for the moment I return you to Radio Newsreel in London.
At this moment of your retiring, how do you characterize the moral state of this country?
I think that it has to be admitted that now and again, of course, one does become very conscious of wrong ways of living on the part of many young people. But I would find it very hard to say that the morals of the country are worse than they were 50 years ago. I think the only difference is, of course, that now they are more pronounced, they are seen more easily, and if one may there again speak with a little...
And here first is a report of today's shooting in Dallas, Texas, within the last hour, from our Washington correspondent, Leonard Parkin.
Hello, London. I've just heard from Dallas that the president is still alive, but in critical condition. Two Catholic priests have been caught to the hospital where he's lying, and he's already been given blood transfusions. He was apparently shot in the head, and the governor of Texas, Governor Connolly, was shot in the chest. He's in the operating room at this moment. But apparently the emergency facilities where in the room that President Kennedy was taken to are adequate to deal with the president there. Now, I'll just pause a second to have a look at a message I've just received from Dallas. President Kennedy is dead.
There are times in life when mind and heart stand still, and everything in one cries in protest at the news.
We have recognized in President Kennedy a man of courage, integrity, and devotion. Above all, a man with a wonderful vision of the world at peace. We lament his early departure from the international scene, but we know that his great work will follow him. Everyone felt that they had known Mr. Kennedy. He had brought a breath of fresh air into areas of human life too often a setting for the stuffy, the amateur, and the inexpert. Mr. Kennedy was not a utopian dreamer, but a supremely contemporary figure made to the measure of our modern age. He was untouched by cynicism, a man not ashamed to challenge his own generation with a high and compelling idealism. In Washington, about now, a long funeral cortege is due to set out from the White House on its way to the Capitol. After a requiem mass there, President Kennedy will be buried in Arlington National Cemetery. There is to be a national memorial service in St. Paul's next Sunday. Here is the news, read by Frank Phillips. Lee Oswald, the man accused of assassinating President Kennedy, has himself been shot. It is not clear how badly injured Oswald is. A man has been detained. But here is another late report from Leonard Parkin.
The man charged with the assassination of President Kennedy has been shot. Lee Harvey Oswald, the 24-year-old accused man, was being taken through a crowd in the basement of Dallas police headquarters when a man in a brown suit and black hat pushed a pistol into his stomach and fired at point-blank range. Oswald's condition is not yet known. And this is Leonard Parkin in Washington, back now to London.
Oswald was shot under the heart. His condition is critical. A man has been detained. Here is a report recorded a short while ago by our correspondent in Washington, Leonard Parkin.
The man accused of the assassination of President Kennedy is dead. Lee Harvey Oswald, the 24-year-old pro-Cuba sympathizer, was shot at point-blank range in the basement of Dallas police headquarters. He was being taken through a crowd to an armored car for transfer to another jail when a man pushed his way forward, rammed a pistol into Oswald's black sweater, and fired.
This is the BBC Home Service. Here is the news read by Frank Phillips. Lee Oswald, the man accused of assassinating President Kennedy, was himself shot in Dallas police headquarters and died later in hospital. The local police say this means that the case of killing the president is now closed. But, he added, we never quit digging for evidence.